think I got booted off.
Yeah, the call, the timer for the recordings, because Google records our calls, it only goes for an hour. So we hit the hour mark and it kicked us.
Oh, I got you.
But you were saying you had a logo or no?
I do have one. We also have a website. I don't know if that's, is that something that you guys would?
Yeah, I mean, we could use the site you already have. I just didn't see one here. Let me see if I could find it.
It should be up. My cousin does computer stuff, and he's got it, kind of got it set up for us.
Mm. Yeah, if you already bought a domain name, you know, we can use that and then just add the content on there, or I got to look at it. Do you know the URL? I don't see it attached to anything for the business as of right now.
It's thermanelectric.com.
Okay. Pretty simple. Oh, yeah, I found it. With the hammer, like kind of like a Thor hammer with the bolt.
Yeah. Yeah, our last name can be traced back to the meaning is Thor's protection.
Huh. Oh, wow. Okay. This actually, you know, we can do this. This has less than a 3-second loading time on mobile devices. It's not like an extravagant site, but, you know, sometimes simple is better. You know, you don't want people waiting for it to load and then they go bounce and click on another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could use this, but the website modifications are included in your package at no extra charge. I mean, I already waived all the fees affiliated with the site anyway, so we were basically going to build one for free. But if you want to make any changes to that or revisions, you can always call in. You know, I have graphic designers in-house. They can go in there and update the site, add some more content to it or new photos if you like. I sent you an email address, photos@localsplash.com. There's going to be a series of photos that we could put onto your Google My Business page there as well. So if you want to have, like, the logo or any photos put there, just send it to that email, and then we'll be able to upload it accordingly. It usually takes under 24 hours for those revisions.
Okay.
All right. Update. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
I don't know, probably 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay. Are we going Monday through Friday, or you guys work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday. I try not to work Saturday if I don't have to.
I hear you. You got those little ones. I don't blame you. I'm the same way. I turn my work phone off, and I leave the laptop closed. If I open it, my lady will hit me in the head. Okay. I could do Saturday and Sunday just completely closed, or you want to do it by appointment only? I could also set it up like, you said it was your brother that's in the car, right?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have kids?
No, not yet.
So he's a single dude, no kids? How about we set it up on the... Oh, he just got married. Well, why don't we set it up on the weekend so they call him?
he doesn't like to work on Saturday more than I do.
Okay. I'll leave him some beer time. I was going to say, I mean, the more money you guys can make, the merrier, you know.
That's
going to increase the chances of us working together long term. So, you know, I want to make sure at least that first couple months I can get you as much opportunity as you can. All right. So I'll just set it up 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. You could change that at any time. Okay, so if you do hire some people and you got some guys that are willing to work on the weekends, we could open that up. Just give me a call. You have my direct number and extension.
So is this going to create a new Google listing?
No, if you already have a GMB, we're not going to create a new one. We'll gain access to the older one. And then we'll do the modifications on the back end there. We don't want to duplicate listings. Because a portion of Google that actually reads it is AI. It's not actually a human being. So if even like there's a typo, like a caps is off or recreated or like the numbers are the same, it'll register as a duplicate and then it'll basically red flag both accounts and neither of them will be showing up. You'll see it's been suspended. So we try not to duplicate anything. Yep.
I gotcha.
All right, and then update. It just looks like people are trying to get on the first page twice or buy two placements. You know, they don't want that happen.
Yeah.
All right. So that's confirmed. Okay, and then the last question here: What type of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
Any. I mean, cash,
cash check,
card check. Yeah.
Okay. Submit. All right, perfect. And then client interview. Okay, so client interviews, you know, they typically take anywhere from, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. They could go all the way up to an hour sometimes, really, if you have a lot of questions. But we ask for an hour window in order to get it completed. Is there a time tomorrow where I can have a technician contact you and walk you through that?
Probably later in the day if possible, like maybe 4 o'clock. Would that work?
Four
central?
Yeah, I could do between 4 and 5. Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, let me go ahead and set that up. And then they're going to send you a text message about 1 hour prior to the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If something pops up or changes, you can always let me know as well, and then I could reschedule it. But let's try to get that knocked out as soon as possible so that way I can go into the weekend getting everything set up. So basically what's going to happen there is they're going to pick your brain as far as, like, where you guys are willing to go. If there's any, like, areas that you don't want to go to or send guys to, we can actually kind of, like, black them out, you know, so that way you're not getting calls from that territory or they're not seeing you. And then they'll go over the services. So obviously you guys are electrical contractors, but, you know, you get 15 different keyword terms or services that we list you for at a time. You know, the first 5 are usually pretty self-explanatory, but then after that, we want to get more specific with your services, so that way we can make sure you're always getting qualified calls from the placement. And then obviously, if there's any revisions that you want to make to the website, they'll kind of ask you questions about that as well.
Okay.
All right, so I'll send the calendar invitation to you now, and then I will send this to client interview. Okay, so that's confirmed. All right, so the last thing that we have to do, Travis, is secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, did you want to put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
The American Express.
Amex, okay.
Got to get those points.
I love my Amex, let me tell you. That was one of the happier days. Getting an Amex card and then also signing up for Schools First. My brother works at Schools First Credit Union. Those were two landmarks there. That's what got me into my house.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Update American. Okay, so it says American Express is different. Oh, yeah, I remember this. It has that 4-digit code on the front. Okay, so there's going to be 15 digits on the front and then expiration date and a 4-digit code on the front. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. It's 3774.
3774.
7166 58. 81007.
81007. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
1026.
1026. And then 3-digit code on the back.
713.
Yeah, doing things on Amex is really great too. You can go and get a full, like, printout, or you can share login credentials with your CPA. They can go back in there and accumulate everything that's business expenses too, if you haven't already done that. So they're really good about that.
I went back and printed out all my statements and double checked everything last night. So.
Yep. Yeah, it's a long process, but it's worth it, you know? You can save yourself thousands and thousands of dollars doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So before I can legally authorize the transaction, it's telling me I have to voice verify it. So this is just a recording that's going to outline the service agreement because of the discounts that I applied. It's also an added form of protection for you. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me. Say, hey, John, what does that mean? You know, I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction.
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line now. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Thurman Electric Incorporated.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Travis Thurman, President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And that's more for your protection. Okay. Just to kind of elaborate on that. We know what you're already using. It's just saying after today, if you're going to sign up for another service, double check that it's not something we're already doing for you. We don't want you paying for something you already have, or like I said, duplicating those listings, because again, the AI, if it sees two of the same listing, it's going to red flag it, and then we're running around like a chicken with our head cut off trying to figure out what happened.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 29th of 2021. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $299. However, I have upgraded you to the Platinum Package service, and I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. Now, you're not binded to a contract. However, it is set up to automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the discounted amount of $299. If there are not 29 days in that month, like February, for example, it'll roll over to the first of each month. Okay, just so you know. Okay. And then it states that you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time since you are not binded to a contract. It says here in the fine print, if you are going to discontinue or cancel our services, all that we ask is that you let us know before the billing is due so that way we could stop the billing cycle. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. If we part ways, we just part ways. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So you should receive a welcome text message here shortly. I already got confirmation from finance on the payment authorization. So you're looking for a text here. It'll say, like, Travis, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. So there's a link in there. If you click on that, this is not a contract, but it's kind of like a written receipt, basically. It's going to have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the future pricing structure, the cancellation policy, consent to text message, confirm that you're the certified cardholder, and then it's going to ask you basically for a signature at the bottom there. And you'll have this on file, so you'll have a hard copy and we'll have a hard copy. I'm only a year older than you, so please consent to the text messages. I like using the text messages.
What did I do?
Oh, if you check the box, it will basically say you're opting out of the text. If you leave it unchecked.
Okay, I hear mobile phone.
Yep.
So yeah, leave it unchecked. Okay.
Yep, and then confirm that's the right phone number.
Yeah, that looks right.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then once you agree to the subscription terms, you should be seeing username and password. For your
yep.
login? Okay. So don't worry about that right now. This afternoon, you'll get an email with a temporary username and password. You could change it to whatever you prefer. But there's also going to be a YouTube video in there. It's about 6.5, almost 7 minutes long. I know you get the kids at home, but, hop on your phone and go to the bathroom or something. That's where I go hide from them, or the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it just kind of walks you through how to use it. It's pretty easy. It's really user-friendly. I'm sure if we're around the same age, you'll love that. You know, you can log in there, check on how things are going, start and stop your billing at your own leisure. You could put in requests to change your website, change your keywords, things like that. So, or you could always just text or call me directly too. So that'll be a good tool for us moving forward. But I've taken up a lot of your time. This is actually the end of the initial sign up. So I want to say, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. I'm really happy that you chose to move forward. We get the brother involved in the conversation. I know this is going to really change the company, by leaps and bounds. And I will be here to help you throughout the campaign. Actually, I want you to do this, too, while I still have you. There's a text message that I sent to you earlier. and it has the it says, "Hi, this is John."
Which number did you send it to?
Might have been the 3888.
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, so that's my direct number and extension. You'll notice on all the texts and emails you get from our company, it has that 877 number. If you just dial that number, it goes to customer service. But if you want to call me directly, you got to hit 544 when that operator asks you to put the punch in, and then that'll call me directly. Since I've set up your account, you know, and I've done all these discounts, if you want to just do something real quickly, you know, I'll obviously be more familiar with it than the rest of the company. So, you know, feel free to call directly if you want to touch base. I like to also see how you're going. You know, if we get bad reviews, things like that, you'll hear from me. So,
okay.
Thanks. The only things I want you to focus on right now is going to be client interview tomorrow. Okay, I got that locked in, so that's going to be between 4 and 5. And then that PIN is going to come in the mail probably about mid next week. Okay, when you get that, I need that 5-digit number on the back. Don't forget that. We'll contact you around the time it comes in.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Travis. Well, I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your day. If I don't hear from you before the new year, you know, happy new year. The client interview is going to be with the client interview technician. But happy new year, and then we'll get to business 2022 here.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, you have a great day. Enjoy those kids. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.